Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Islamic punishments today is a subject which has become a hot issue of debate simply because there are a number of unresolved issues or a number of issues which bother the modern mind. One of these issues is who is to administer these Islamic punishments. Now, the Sharia is absolutely clear that no one has been regarded the granted the authority to administer punishments except for the state itself. Now, as far as the issue of the death punishment is concerned, or the capital punishment is concerned, the Quran is absolutely clear about it, that it can only and only be given in two instances. And it says in Surah Maidah, مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرِ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. He who killed a human being without the latter being guilty of killing another one or of spreading anarchy in the land should be looked upon as if he had killed all mankind. So according to the Quran, the capital punishment can be administered by an Islamic state in only two cases. Either in the case of qisas, in which someone has killed another person and the heirs of that murdered person want qisas from that person. And the other thing is, or the other basis on which this punishment can be given is fasad fil ard. Now fasad fil ard, or spreading anarchy in the land as this verse has been translated, means, it's a special term of the Quran, it means that one violates the sanctity of the wealth, honor and similarly life of people. When they take the issue of law in their own hands, when they start to bother people such that they take the issue of law in their own hands. So this is what is called fasad fil ard. And only in these two cases does Islam allow the capital punishment to take place. In no other basis, on no other cases, in no other grounds, is it allowed to take the life of a person. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa lisairil muslimina wal muslimat.